From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Volunteers from across South Florida have been descending on Virginia Key Beach to plant native trees for the last decade. As WLRN's Sam Turkin tells us, the goal is to restore the area for wildlife habitat.
More than 20 people gathered to plant strangler figs, lantana, and other native trees and shrubs. Gary Hunt is with the nonprofit Tremendous, which helped organize the planting.
We would like to see every area that's not used for active play or parking or events to be reverted to a natural area that would support wildlife.
Hunt says the trees will convert a mostly barren area between the beach and a parking lot into a haven for migratory birds and native animals. Rachel Puentes recently graduated from FIU.
Earth Day like a couple months ago, and a lot of people posted pictures about like how pretty the earth is, and like I went hiking, blah, 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 and I'm just like, okay, but like what are you doing about it? And I thought, keeping myself like accountable, like I should not just post a picture, I should go out and get involved.
Virginia Key was first developed as a segregated beach for African Americans in the 1940s. I'm Sam Turkin on Virginia Key.
And if you'd like to read more about Tremendous Miami and its volunteers' efforts to restore Virginia Key Beach Park, please visit WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.